And welcome to the Father's House online. I want to do my three things, get them out the way, and then I'll get into the Word. Number one, I want to tell you I love you. 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 I'm going to say it 8 times today. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Second thing I want to do is I want to pray and ask God to cleanse me. God does not like His children to be dirty. He likes His children to be clean, and the way we clean ourselves is through repentance and forgiveness. And so I want to do that right now. I want to go before the Lord and ask Him to make sure I'm clean. So Father, right now in Jesus' name, thank You for Your grace and mercy. Thank You for Your blood. Cleanse me. Cleanse me in Jesus' name. Amen. Number three, third thing I want to do is I want to pray for you, and I want to pray for us, really. I know that there is a shortage of protective gear, masks and gloves and all that other stuff. And so I want to pray that we are protected in our spirit. And two things I want to pray for that we have is one, peace, that we'll have the peace of God. I want to pray that we'll have the peace of God during this time, because if you just listen to the news, it'll drive you crazy. So I'm praying that we'll have peace. Number two, I'm praying that we'll have patience. The world's on hold. We're waiting. And a lot of times when you're waiting, you get impatient, you get angry, you get upset. And so I want to pray two things that Christians have, that I have, and will have during this time. And that's peace and patience. So let me pray for that right now. Father, thank You that You are the God of peace. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And Father, give us patience. Give us Your patience. Not the patience of this world, but Your patience. We need it, Father. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. John 6:35. It says this, and I have it in front of me. It says, I am the bread of life, and anyone who comes to me will never be hungry. And then Jesus goes on and says, He says, if you believe in me, you'll never be thirsty. He's our bread and He's our water. He's our food. In my quiet time with the Lord, I kind of asked the Lord, what should I do during this time? And one of the things He said is, He said, you need to eat. Eat. Now, I know some of you looking at me and talking about, well, he been obeying the Lord, and you need to hush and leave me alone. What the Lord is talking about is eating His Word. Whenever you get into His Word, you read His Word, and you believe His Word, and you receive His Word, and you meditate on His Word, it's just like eating His Word. Eat His Word. Now, sometimes I'm like a two-year-old. I'm like, God, why? And this time, immediately, He answered me. He said, man, three reasons why we need to get into His Word, and we need to eat it. Number one, we need to eat it for righteousness. God wants us to be righteous. He wants us to be right with Him. Let me explain righteousness. Righteousness means you're in a right place with God. He is our Father. We're His children. When you read His Word, what it does is it helps you put yourself in the right position. Well, He's the Father, and we're the children. And if He's the Father, we do what He says. We obey Him. We listen to Him. When we do that, we're righteous. We're in right standing because we get in our right position. He's the Father. We're the children. He's Lord. We're servants. When we listen to Him, we get in that position of servanthood, and He's the Lord. We listen to Him. We obey. We're righteous. We're in right standing with Him. He's the King. We're the subjects. He gives orders. We obey them. We're in right standing. We're righteous. The Word of God, when you eat the Word of God, it sets you up to be righteous, in right standing, because we're obeying it. We're listening to it. We get in right standing with God. And so we're righteous. I used to think if I read a lot of Word, I would become perfect. No, you don't become perfect. You become righteous. That's why I didn't understand King David. David knew the Word. He was into the Word, but he wasn't perfect. If you read his life, he didn't do things perfect, but he had a heart after God. And that's because he was righteous before God. He loved the Word. He was into the Word. He obeyed the Word. Therefore, it made him righteous. He was in right standing with the Lord. He wasn't perfect. He was righteous. If you want to see somebody who's perfect in the Bible, which didn't turn out too well, you remember the rich young ruler? He came to Jesus, or Jesus came to him and said to him, even Jesus said to him, hey, come follow me, come be with me, come be part of my 12. You can be one of them. And you can run with me, and we're going to change this world, turn the world upside down. But he was perfect. He even told Jesus, he came to Jesus, he said, hey, Jesus, I've never done anything wrong. I've done everything right. And Jesus didn't call him out. And Jesus knew if he wasn't right, Jesus would have told him. But Jesus said, yeah, come be with me. But he was perfect. And when you're perfect, you want to be like God. You don't want to be righteous. You don't want to be under God. You want to be like God. And you know that man just walked away from Jesus. I don't want to be right, be perfect. I want to be righteous. I want to be where I'm supposed to be with God. If you eat the word, it will make you righteous. Second thing, the word will make you real. If you get into the word, you begin to eat the word, it will make you real. Before I got saved, I was selfish. It was all about me. However van could get over, it was about me. And sometimes you'd see people and I could use that person to get me to a certain level or another height. And so I would go up to them and for example, I would pretend like I was real concerned about them. And I'd say, hey, how are you doing? And I'd look at them and I'd smile and I'd nod my head and they would begin to tell me. They think I'm listening and they think I care. And they would say, yeah, I'm going through this. And I'd be like, oh my goodness. In my mind though, I could care less what was going on with them. I was just thinking about me. I had no care, no empathy, no sympathy. I did not care about them. When I got saved, the Lord began to deal with me. Because the word is truth. And it will begin to deal with your heart and the intents of your heart and your thoughts. And God began to deal with me. Van, you can't come at people like that. You can't play games. You can't con people. You can't rip people off. You got to be real. You got to have a true heart that cares. And God began to deal with me. And this word, as I begin to eat the word, began to get inside of me. And so when I come to people, and when I ask people how they're doing, or if I want to help people, it's for real. It's not for a certain agenda. It's not to get an award or a reward. There's no motive behind it. I really care. I really want to know what's going on in your life and how I can be a help. If you eat the word, it'll make you real. It'll turn your heart to a heart that cares for people. The word of God, if you eat it, it'll make you righteous. It'll make you real. The third thing it'll do, the word of God, it'll make you ready. The Bible talks about being in this life, this Christian life, it's a race. And you need to run the race and run it so that you can win. Well, I'm a track coach. Two things that when you're dealing with your athletes that you work on. Number one, their body. You try to get them in shape. And that's not really hard. It's not a heavy thing to do. I mean, you got things, programs, you just give them certain things to do and tell them to do that. It's not that bad. The hard part is getting them ready in their mind. Because you got to get their bodies ready. But more than anything else, you got to get their mind ready. See, if I have an athlete and he's a 100-meter runner, and I get his body ready to run, and he gives his best run, and he runs hard, and he does his best, and he gets his best time, I'm excited about that, and he does well. But one of the reasons he's running and everything's going, because everything is perfect. Everything is good. Everything is good at home. Everything is good around him. The hard part is to get his mind ready. Because everything isn't going to be perfect when it's time to run. Sometimes the weather might be bad. It might be cold outside. It might be too hot outside. You might have lost your girlfriend or boyfriend. Home life might be going bad. You might not have enough money. Stuff might be going on. Things happening. And when that's going on, you got to get your mind right, because the race is not going to end. The race is not going to stop because things are not going good. You still got to run. And so you got to get your athletes ready in their mind to run this race. Even though things are not good around you, we need to read this word. Things are not good around us. Things are not going all that well. For some people, it's really bad. But the race is still on. God still wants his children to run this race. He still wants us to be good Christians. He still wants us to give and to help and to bless and to be there for people. He still wants us to pray. He still wants us to be honest. He still wants us to care for people. And even though everything ain't perfect around us, he wants us to be ready in our mind to keep running, to do our best, to run this race so that we'll win. That's what the word of God will do for you. If you eat this word, it'll make you righteous. It'll make you real. It'll make you ready. I want to pray. Father, thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is true, that it is bread and it is water for us. Thank you, Father. I pray for each person watching. Bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, you be blessed and have a great day. Thank you.